Welcome, friends and family, guests and familiar faces, as we this evening celebrate the birth of our Savior. If this is your first time worshiping with us, we are so glad you have found your way to this worshiping community on this special evening. And please, if you have any questions about our worship or our fellowship, our mission, and our learning opportunities, please don't hesitate to ask someone around you. I'll be also happy to answer any questions following worship this evening. Let us take a moment and gather ourselves in this time of worship and this time of prayer. Let us pray together. O God of the baby of Bethlehem, we come into your presence with praise and thanksgiving. We hear the glad tidings of the angels' voices, and we come to experience this good news of great joy that is for all people. As the shepherds traveled to Bethlehem, we have traveled here, excited, expectant, hopeful. Let the words of sacred scripture seep into our hearts to be treasured and pondered anew. We are here. We are ready, O God. Let the light of your love break forth with joy. Amen.
Thank you.
Please stand as you are comfortable and able. For the call to worship that has a sung response. So please join with me. The miracle is now. The place is here. No angel's wings, no throne, no diadem. Yet in this hour, locked and rocked with fear, a birth may mark another Bethlehem. For wonders. The world cries for revelation, for another birth. Dry sticks burst into blossom, dead bones rise, and prophets whisper to a desperate earth. Child unborn may rescue us, for still the wise men come with promise of release. The myrrh of hope, the gold of goodwill, the fresh and precious frankincense of peace. Welcome all saints, all saviors of all time. Welcome the thorns on every martyr's brow. Welcome the cross. Welcome the long, slow climb. The place is here. The miracle is now.
The first reading of the word tonight is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice with you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. For zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The second reading of the word tonight is from the book of Psalms, Psalm number 96, verses 1 through 5. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of all the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior, as told in Luke's Gospel. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Believed that verse of away in a manger that he didn't make a sound. Baby Jesus cried there that night too. And friends, in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary, she treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Recently, National Geographic magazine named Mary the most powerful woman in the world. In an appraisal of her enduring influence in the world, from the holy to the mundane, she has inspired works of art and poetry and music. She draws millions to shrines in Portugal and Ireland. Flowers are named for her, and her passes save football games. Just not for the Buffalo Bills. Sorry, fans. We'll try again next year. But the gospel, according to Luke, recognizes the mother of Jesus as a person living in an occupied land. She needed to watch what she said in public settings, but when Mary, after learning that she would give birth to God's Son, designated to assume the long vacant throne of Israel's celebrated King David, she went off to a place with her cousin Elizabeth. And Luke says that she made a revolutionary declaration. Her declaration sings. It sings of revolution. Its imagery remembers and celebrates and anticipates. Kings are removed from their thrones, she sings. The lowly are elevated. The hungry eat. But Mary isn't an agitator. She's not supernaturally brave. Her words just indicate she's fed up with the way things are. And so she holds God to account, singing about this revolution. But tonight, her prophetic song is transformed. And in this story, Mary ponders in her heart the sounds that she has heard this night. In that moment, the author Catherine Patterson imagines the silent song that Mary sings. They're gone now, the shepherds, smelling of their sheep and rubbing their broad country faces with chapped and grimy hands, their eyes still dazed with angel light. Please, can we touch him? How could I say no? God is the host of this strange celebration at which I too am guest. Hail, most favored one. God spoke to me. God summoned me as though to play a divine joke on a prideful world. Pity, Isaiah, when that noble prophet sang of David's line, could he have dreamed of me? Not even my mother had those dreams. And when I returned so full of joy from Elizabeth's house, she met me with her angry tears. Was it a soldier on the road, she asked? My own mother, who once held me just as I hold this child of mine. My father did not speak, but I could see the questions in his eyes. Does she lie? Has she gone mad? And which is better, there being no comfort in either answer? They are sick with shame, for they are simple, pious people who care what the neighbors say. And even Joseph, but how could I blame him, an angel come to Nazareth? God's Holy Spirit come to me, a nothing child, a poor man's girl. King David's mighty shout shrunk to a whisper in our pleasant peasant blood. But God is good. Joseph had his own stern visitant, and though my man sang no Magnificat, he did obey. God give him joy for that. And there he sits, meaning to keep watch, his head a stone upon his chest, not knowing. He trusts. My heart swells to feel his pain, his puzzlement, and then tonight to see the gentle way he washed the son who was not his. And the boy stirs in his sleep, crying out, I have fed him and he is satisfied. Can you believe it? God's anointed once upon my breast with milk just there at the corner of his tiny mouth. His hair is black and thick and stands up like shocks of weed upon his head, I try to smooth it with my lips, but it springs back, refusing my correction, and I laugh out loud. Joseph stirs. I have disturbed his rest, but how can I be silent? Every part of me shouts and sings. I have brought a child into the world from my own flesh. Here comes this perfect thing. And a little hand pokes up through the bands. Unpracticed as I am, I have not wrapped him well. And he moves within his clothes to nestle into the curve of my body. And we're almost one again. But now I can see him. I can touch him. I can nurse him and care for him. He is God's. I know that. The word of angels earthed in my cousin's cry of praise, and the rough fingers of the herdsman smoothing this down cheek in wordless worship. He is God's. And God's ways are past all my understanding. I cannot see the man he will become, or even the ruddy-faced boy. I do not know what God will ask of him, or of me. I am the handmaid of the Lord, my son, God's servant. Dare I say, my son? God's son. But now this morning the light breaks, the world wakes to a day that has never been, and I hold my baby in my arms. And that alone is miracle beyond belief. Sing out, my soul, the wonder. And this evening, we join in Mary's song. Friends, listen as the sounds of joy refuse to let the violence of this world win. Listen for the defiant hope spoken for those working for peace and justice. Listen. Indeed, the child does cry out, bringing love to this world. In your celebrations tonight, into tomorrow, and in the days to come, listen for those sounds of God's love for each and every one of us in the coming of this child. And may our lives then in turn sing for glory to the newborn King. Amen. Unlike the unusually warm winter we are having this year, memories of last winter still linger with many of us. But also within this community, those who are experiencing chronic homelessness not only face the elements, but the challenges of being physically removed from whatever makeshift shelters they can find. Last year, a temporary community known as Sanctuary Village was formed as one response to protest unjust housing policies. This year, the Rochester Emergency Action Committee for the Homeless, or REACH, was formed to meet the needs of the men and women of this community who are chronically homeless and don't always fall into the right categories to qualify for traditional housing. This evening's offering will go towards REACH and the efforts of the GPC community and many other communities to help serve and stand in solidarity with those here in Rochester who face homelessness. We ask that you would give and support generously. Let us welcome the sounds of the Christ Child this evening as we celebrate with this evening's offering.
Please join with me in your hearts with this prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and merciful God, whose Son became a refugee and had no place to call his own, look with mercy on those who today are fleeing from danger, homeless and hungry. Bless those who work to bring them relief. Inspire generosity and compassion in all our hearts, and guide the nations of the world towards that day when all will rejoice in your kingdom of justice and of peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Gospel of John proclaims that the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. This is the light that shines into the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. In the darkness of this world and our lives, the light has been born to us this day. May our collective light this evening represent the divine promises of great joy that even the smallest light chases away the shadows of the world, even in the darkest places. The candlelighters would come forward at this time. Come on. Friends, as the light is shared with your neighbors, we'll hum Silent Night until everyone's candles are lit, and then we'll begin singing together.
candlelight, if you're able to read the printed prayer that is in your bulletin, let us join our voices to this light and pray together. Christ among us, light of the world, heal our brokenness and bring us to wholeness. Ease our pain and bring us hope, strength, and life. Give us new heart, new hope, and a new song, that our prayers and deeds may be one. We ask it in the name of our baby King, your love made flesh, Jesus our Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Christ is born to bring love and grace and peace to us all. Go. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you. Christmas.